This is great and welcome news through the Northern Ireland Regional Assembly that some €34 million will be available to address dereliction and vacancy of our housing stock across the Northern Western region. And the Irish government will only be required to spend just 40% of that money, with the other 60% coming from the European Union. So look, in the middle of a housing crisis, we're trying absolutely every avenue that we can to make as much housing stock available as possible. This is very, very welcome news. So I'd be asking Donegal County Council to submit to this fund, identify suitable sites, identify where we can use this money and absolutely maximise as much of this for our county as possible.
There actually, I don't think, couldn't be a scheme maybe as well suited to Donegal. Our housing crisis is exacerbated by the defective concrete block issue, but the dereliction in Donegal is among the highest in Ireland.
Absolutely, and look, it's a crying shame that in the middle of a housing crisis that we could have any property vacant. We should have nobody availing of emergency accommodation when there's roofs there that we could just do up and renovate and have families living in them. And look, we are dealing with a perfect storm. We've defective block crisis. We've rent going through the roof. We've a lack of housing. So look, any money that we can get, that we can direct into this county, I think we should do. My colleague, Councillor Brian Carr, had specifically raised the defective block crisis at the meeting when this was announced, and asked that could this be explored to be used to direct towards defective block houses. That is being looked at as well, and I would hope that we'd come back with positive news on that. But look, any avenue that we can source, we should be availing of and addressing what is the biggest crisis in this county for generations.
Well, that's actually what I was going to ask you. We know that there is no social housing scheme in terms of the social houses with defective concrete, and I believe there's upwards of 90 houses that are vacant at the moment. So if that money could be put towards those houses, it would be a great head start, I suppose, because the social housing scheme, as we heard, has been imminent now for quite a while.
Yeah, the government's been saying that the social housing scheme was imminent since back when I was mayor of the county back in 2021, and they've been dragging their heels to a shameful degree. There's not only is there empty houses that they need to relocate families for their own safety, there's people still residing in houses that I don't feel are safe at this moment in time. They've been contacting me regularly, fearful for the consequences of these houses. So the government would need to step up at long last and provide funding to restore our social housing, particularly in the middle of a housing crisis. But look, in the absence of government action, we will be exploring every other opportunity. And look, if we can get money from Europe through the Regional Assembly to help these families, then of course we should do that. And we'll continue at every theatre of politics that we can. We'll be using it for the better of the people of this county.